all across the USA, most European cities, all around the world. There were huge demonstrations. We're all there because we're disgusted and revolted at what we see happening in front of our very eyes. And yet we feel so angry and so powerless to do anything about it. And it's that I think drives this feeling of powerlessness of people wanting to demonstrate. And so our governments around the world are going to just spend resources and powers restricting and preventing demonstrations as they are trying to do in a number of countries at the moment, or are they going to realize they are going to have to put pressure on Israel? And if all the USA can offer is sending warships and more weapons to Israel rather than some degree of intervention to try and bring about a ceasefire, well, shame on Joe Biden. Shame on the US political establishment that is prepared to be a bystander and watch this carnage go on. Obviously, what happened on October the 7th was abominable and appalling. You're not going to bring back those 1,400 lives by killing 8,000 people in Gaza and continuing doing that. There has to be an ability amongst political leaders to intervene, call a halt, stop, and then work out a peaceful future. We're all human beings on one planet.